from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. A new Inspector General's report shows that California improperly released hundreds of dangerous criminals last year on the advice of a computer program. The report says that about 450 of the 1,500 criminals released are considered at high risk for violence. State officials use the advisory program to help ease prison overcrowding. A rebuttal letter from the Corrections Department says the alleged errors have been fixed and says the inspector reviewed an old version of the software. Chevron's annual shareholders meeting is underway this morning in San Ramon amid demonstrations from hundreds of protesters outside. Many are protesting Chevron's environmental record at its oil drilling sites and its refinery in Richmond. Protester Paul Paz Imino is a managing director at Amazon Watch.
There's people dressed up in giant Chevron logos with oil or blood dripping down the bottom. And then there's a lot of course, signs saying clean up the Amazon, clean up Ecuador, clean up Nigeria, no more asthma in Richmond, California.
Basimino hailed the decision of an Ecuadorian judge fining Chevron more than $18 billion over contamination from oil extraction in the Amazon. Chevron has appealed that decision and attacked the judge's impartiality. And speaking of Ecuador, it has a volcano called the Turungawa. That fact came up today at the National Geographic Bee, where a 10-year-old from the peninsula made the finals. Unfortunately, Tuvia Bergson-Michelson did not win or place. A teen from Texas who knew about that volcano won the bee, but Tuvia won $500 for making the finals. Well done. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Oakland International Airport with new flights to Hawaii and Mexico City. OaklandAirport.com.